My name is Soledad Granada. I'm a peace activist researcher. I came to Hamburg 3.5 years ago. I came with 5 bucks in a train and 800 euros and an internship. I started PhD students and then after I had to quit my institute because of a clash between my recent awareness on, because I've got engaged into reading critical theory for my state of the art. My thesis is about the state and state building as peace building as a hegemonic paradigm in the peace building studies. And therefore, I engaged with the concept of the state, and through the critical theory, I came into anarchist theories, which made me, in a way, reject also personally and professionally these paradigms and these ideas of liberal peace and capitalist practices and colonialism and, of course, racism. And I became also through this lines into being more political and becoming an activist, mostly active in the freedom of movement.
Okay, what does Hamburg means to you?
Hamburg is a bubble, means cigarette smells in Hauptbahnhof, noise, but it sounds like the sea as well, which is something I lived in the Steindamm, and just recently I realized that the ZOB, the Central Omnibus, is, if you see it from the side closer to the SPD, is a ship. Remembering living in the Steindamm and listening the noise of the city in the night and thinking that it was the sea, maybe this is a colonial image of of Hamburg. But Hamburg is also Zuhause, and it's a place where I had the opportunity to become what I have become now.
Okay, so we were talking about the city is a place where remembrance is gathered. Can you name a place in Hamburg which you see this collective memory or remembrance being present?
One place that, for example, is for me like emblematic in Hamburg is the Lampedusa tent at Steindamm, which I think it has become like a Ito in the city, at least for the people who is engaged in political things, and also for different tourists and migrants and people that goes around this area. Everyone is coming asking there for information and bringing things in solidarity, and also it's very important that it's very beautiful that also it's a place where everyone can get whatever. It's shelter from the rain or food or anything. Another place for collective memory that I think maybe sometimes is forgotten, not because of the sense itself of what it was, which was I don't want to talk about personally, but if the sense itself that it's a memory of something that we have to respect in a way, to acknowledge, yeah.
Now the question is about the places in which you see colonial history or colonialism being really present in Hamburg or the landscape.
Thinking about the ships and the sea image from the top, also the many different shapes of sea-like verkehr everywhere. And one of the things that I think more directly with the colonization of the territory is the Elbe, the river, because it has been really deformed into an industrial monster, which has also its beauty as I like industrial architecture, but it's also like a sick thing because we have become into this gray thing.
Do you have any examples for places which are decolonial in that sense?
It's difficult, but I think more than places are like Lochi, like things that happen in Hamburg, but they don't really have a space for them to happen. But there's many of the initiatives of the colonization of many student groups or collectives or institutions which open a space for discussion. Also, at least I think, like as with meditation, at least trying to think about that, it makes it happen in a way. Opens the space for people who that hopefully dares to say really their feelings and to put down the weapons and to put down the armors and try to, at least from my experiences sharing these events or happenings with people, try to really go through yourself as decolonize yourself. And this is like, for me, something like, for example, the Rundgang that you make or discussions at the different circles of activism in Hamburg, starting from the anti-racism movement.
So it's more about praxis and discourses than places, because those spaces are not there. But you were an important part of the refugees conference taking place in Hamburg. Can you tell me if you experienced the city differently during that conference?
I wasn't really in the city because I was 24/7 for 3 days, 4 days in Camp Nagel, which is a place in actually where they opened this stage for decolonization. In their agenda, in a way, they put decolonization as an issue to address. So this is maybe a place we could say they try to open this space, but it's also a matter of how people can take it also over from outside and bring ideas. They open the space, but they don't really know. No one really knows what is decolonizing, you know? We are all trying different things. And it's okay that everyone tries from their own position in what they can, really acknowledging what they are and who they are in front of the rest of the people.
As you were in the conference, was it still a place for art?
Yeah, there was, within the conference, there were arts happening around. There was like actually one, not permanent, but it was a canvas that was open for some hours for people to intervene, from an artist called Flatter. And there was musicians. There were not too many workshops on cultural activity or artistic activities.
I would like to go back to one of the aspects of the two places you mentioned, because I think it's fascinating that you said, okay, there's the sub, the bus station, and you see there the ship, you see mobility as being a trace for colonial history, if I understood mm-hmm. you correctly. And at the same time, you see just in front of it the space where the other memory mm-hmm. is being recollected. Mm-hmm. And both places, as you describe the tent, it's a place where people go and leave really often. So mobility is there again, but with another purpose, the mm-hmm. purpose of writing another memory of the city. What do you think about this? What does this landscape say?
The Lampedusa tent, anyway, is a place for staying, like the motto. Anyway, we are here to stay, we are here to work, so it's more like Denkmal. And there has to be people there, not sleeping, but like being attending the tent, in a way. It's a 24/7 information point. So it's an awake point. It helps in the process of mobility, but it's not a place for the purpose of mobility. That is the comparison with the sub.
It's like a lighthouse.
Yeah, something like this.
Thank you very much, Soledad Granada.
Gracias.